The popular equestrian reality TV show Jump Off returns to the screens on Channel 7-2 this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And if you're a fan of the legendary Who Shot the Barman, you'll see him in the show. He's now at Living Legends and showing great prowess as a jumping horse. Andrew Clark from Living Legends joining us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Joe.
So, Who Shot the Barman saddling up for Jump Off? Tell us all about that.
Yeah, look, it's very exciting. You know, when he came with the reputation of enjoying some jump. He'd had a little bit of jump work, actually, before he even raced over in New Zealand. And then the message that came with him from Chris Wallace was that he loves jumping, jumps like a gazelle. So we put him. We've got a Legends Under Saddle program, and we got him started. And sure enough, he really excels at jumping. So different kettle of fish to doing the show jumping, etc. But he's just made progress, coming along in leaps and bounds. So very, very positive.
I was fortunate enough to be out on location at Living Legends on one morning when he was having some practice over the jumps for Jump Off, filming a backstory on him for the show. And he looks to really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, he enjoys it. And I think, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing the show. But I think the other outstanding thing, Joe, he's just come forward leaps and bounds in the last month or so since that filming. You know, it's a big change for a racehorse to be, you know, suddenly be doing his show jumping. And I think you'd hardly recognise him. He's just really progressed so well. So we're really looking forward to seeing that episode, but then going on to the qualifiers in Shepparton and hopefully on to the final.
Yeah, the qualifier at Shepparton is coming up on October 12, so not far away. That's really encouraging to hear that he's shown a lot of progress since we were out that day at Legends doing the filming. So condition-wise, is he looking better as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's blossomed. Like, the coat is coming away. He's put some more condition on. And he's very relaxed now. Just watched him on a coaching, and he looks like a show jumper. You know, he's really getting into his role. So I think we said at the time we were very excited to see how he progresses, and he's progressed really, really well.
What's quite incredible about this horse as an off-the-track example is that he's had a lot of racing. He's an older horse. He's had over 45 starts. He's done very well on the racetrack, obviously competed in, four Melbourne Cups. He's a Sydney Cup winner, a Moonee Valley Cup winner. He's done the miles, but he's still got so much of a spring in his step now he's involved in equestrian pursuits.
Yes, he has. Like, he's obviously a bit of an iron horse, but, you know, I think you've got to also recognise the great work Chris Waller's done with him, looking after him physically. And, you know, he came in a great mental state, if you like. You know, I think the day he arrived, we had some of the crew from VRC came out dressed up as Father Christmas. And I think within 2 hours of him being there, he was eating the green tops off carrots from Father Christmas. And then about an hour later, we had a busload of visitors, and there was a group photo taken with him. So he's come in really good condition. He's come off nice and sound from the track, and really he's been a joy to work with that way.
The young rider that's going to compete him in Jump Off is Emily King. Now, she works in your team of riders that are part of the program where you put these horses under saddle and exercise them.
Exactly. And look, Emily, it's a wonderful side story, really. We have school kids in year 10 and 11, and Emily came from Terang as a year 10 student, very proficient young horse lady. And then when she came to uni, she came to see was there any work available, and of course we grabbed straight away. So Emily's come along and she's developing her career, which is terrific. She's got her own coaching certificate, and she's just taken another one of our year 10 students under her wing. So this young Adele is now coming over riding Malaki Day, actually. So we've got the next generation. You know, it's just so wonderful to see these young people and be given the opportunity to work on some of the horses. And we've got J Jason Dinn's a wonderful dressage coach. He comes and helps. And Lindsay Bat Rowden, she's giving some coaching with the jumping horses. So that's a whole other side to it. I think, you know, it's, we call it the learning with legends. So that side of it's really a wonderful thing for us as well, to give young people and see young people developing their careers and their ability with horses.
And it's so important for the longevity of these horses that they are exercised and kept active. They're not just paddock ornaments that people come out to see.
No, and that's, I think that is a very important part of it. And, you know, there's different levels of what the horses can and can't do. And we've got the wonderful horse walker there that we can have the controlled exercise program. So we're weighing the horses. And, you know, it's a very active retirement for these horses now. They have people coming in. We take the horses out. We have vet students and the students from NMIT, equine science students. They're now learning a lot more about conditioning and training of horses. And then for the general public, you know, we had the big open house weekend the other week, and people were coming into to visit the homestead. And the next thing we had, Who Shot the Barm? And Emily just walked in down through the garden, and people are there patting and seeing, you know, a legend off the track, but seeing the horses under saddle, seeing them working. And I think that's another important part, that the general public just don't see those sort of things. So it's just there's just advantages on so many levels from this.
Back to Who Shot the Barm and his quest to win Jump Off. I remember that day we were filming, the girls were quite confident. I mean, he shows a lot of natural ability, or he did then, but now that's being harnessed in the right way. How competitive do they now feel that he's likely to be in the show?
I think there's you know, you don't want to be overconfident on any situation, but he's definitely improved. We've had him out to a couple of events. Again, you know, just taking these horses out in public, like one day he's a racehorse. November last year was in the Melbourne Cup, and a couple of weeks ago we took him over to St Andrews to a pony club event, and he's wandering around with horse floats and other horses, and then over here to Woodland. So it's a whole different thing. So there's a whole extra experience of the horses going out and on the competition day. So don't want to be too overconfident, but he's certainly showing a lot of good work in the arena and over the jumps. And he's certainly very, very relaxed around the couple of events that we've had him out to. We're going to take him over to Coraline, I think it is, next weekend. And then it'll be maybe one more and then off to Shepparton. But so far, so good. I'd be, you know, maybe, if there was some early betting, Joe, I think I'd be having a little wager at good odds if it was available.
And it is important to get him used to the environments, although he's been to major race meetings all over Australia, but it's a different kettle of fish when they have to compete under saddle in this type of capacity. And at Boneo Park, if you should make the final, the atmosphere will be pretty electric. So temperament-wise, he seems to have adapted very quickly to his new life.
Yeah, very much so. As I mentioned to you the other day, we had him wander down through the homestead gardens, and we had quite a few people there for the open house Melbourne. And just getting into that sort of situation, and then over to St Andrews, and even here at his first day out at Woodlands, there was a whole lot of horses around, and he just joined in and moseyed around. But as you say, Boneo Park final night, that's going to be, you're going to get more of a flavour of the big race days and a lot of the noise, etc. And that'll be testing times for sure.
Well, he's certainly going to be a popular fixture at the qualifier on the 12th of October at Shepparton. And good luck to you all. I hope he does make it through to the final on Melbourne Cup Eve at Boneo Park.
Good on you, Joe. Thank you very, very much.
Andrew Clark joining us this morning from Living Legends to discuss Who Shot the Barman, who'll be starring in Jump Off, which airs this afternoon, the first edition of the second series at 3 p.m. on Channel 7 2.